This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop's.
Woo!
Year-end celebration, baby.
You know what my year consists of?
God, do I want to know?
No, you don't.
You're in a weird mood right now.
I am in a weird mood, but here, how about this? A group decision. 2018, more podcasting.
Yes, it's been a rough year for us. I mean, like, we did a lot more interviews this year than we did last year.
So that's true.
That was a lot of our content, weekly content.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody gives a shit about interviews, man. Sometimes they're like, man, I just want to tune in and tune out, bro. Can't you just, like, talk some about some or some?
Well, it's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, in case you're just tuning in, and I want to give a special shout-out to a couple of rad dudes, twins, actually, from Arizona that I met down at For the Children. Literally, I saw them subscribe to our podcast right in front of me as we smoked a cigarette together, so I actually forgot their names, but I do know that they're twins, and they're under 21 because they were bummed out they couldn't go see Blood for Blood. But shout out to you guys.
What up, 20 twin twins?
Tweet at us. Remind us what your name is and the band that you play in, and we'll play your But thanks for subscribing to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah.
2017 is about to be over. When you're listening to this, it'll be 2018. Is the world over? Who knows?
Yeah, well, we're on a highway to hell. Oh, yeah, by the way, my name is Ian. That's Kevin Deers.
Hi.
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Yo.
Ryan the Beard, fresh from New York City.
Oh, he's not. He's far from fresh, but he's back.
I am not fresh.
He's crusty.
I'm very crusty and char broiled and my thighs are bleeding and chafed.
God, that's so gross. We were joking about Kevin gave Ryan some lotion for his thighs because he's got chafed thighs. Because you said it was cold? Or is it just because you're a little fat like me and your legs rub together when you walk?
It was 10 degrees outside. It's cold as hell.
And it only affected your
f***ing cold. It got my thighs, my sides, and the backs of my arms. I am so, frozen.
Ryan has Kevin's cream on his thighs right now.
I do.
Creamy.
See-through cream.
That's f***ing gross. Ugh. So, yeah. I mean, we won't dwell on it too long. Sorry our podcast channel has been a little f***ing boring for the last few months, but we're going to try and kick it off right now. We're going to go through Metal Shop's top 30 records of the year, kind of just share some anecdotes and why and how, as if anybody will care. I don't know.
First, can Ryan kind of tell us about his last week? And, like, you've been gone in New York City for the last Dillinger Escape Plan
Since
shows ever. Give us a little bit of rundown. You went and saw Mike Patton singing for DEP, right?
Mike Patton singing for Dillinger Escape Plan on the first night, skipped the second night, and then I went to the final show ever. Some dude jumped from the third story in Terminal 5 in New York City, right into the mosh pit. It was pretty brutal.
Did he break someone's neck?
Did anybody catch him?
Yeah, he got caught. He was fine.
No,
okay.
No,
was everyone else fine?
I do not know. I don't believe so. It was pretty gnarly.
Was it a big dude?
It kind of looked like a scrawny little kid.
Oh, okay.
F***ing dick.
Yeah.
Cool. But so, yeah, you went to New... How long were you there for? How many days were you in New York City?
I was there for 6 days.
Cool.
Yeah, time. It was. I feel like I barely even scratched the surface of doing all the things I wanted to do.
You spent Christmas in New York City, absolutely. Though, right?
Yeah, Christmas in New York City. Was
it snowy over there?
No, obviously? No snow.
Just hella cold.
Just cold as It was so freaking cold outside. Let's see. We went to the Museum of Natural History. We went to the Art Museum.
Yeah.
Both were awesome. Went and checked out Central Park. I got to go to the Jekyll and Hyde Club. It's my favorite spot to go to in New York City. It's kind of a weird Addams Family looking bar.
Is that in Manhattan or like where is that?
It's in Lower Manhattan.
Lower. Okay. So yeah. By like the Statue of Liberty down there in the lower.
Yeah. Kind of in that area. It's lots of fun. Guy came over to the table with a stuffed cat and my girlfriend made out with the cat. It was cool. And then I realized there was a $3 entertainment charge on the menu. So technically, I paid $3 to get by a stuffed cat.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah. So yeah.
That you're was such nice. A Ryan.
God. Yeah.
Fun time.
Goddamn liberal.
Yeah.
It's been a weird year.
Notable moment. I was walking out of the venue after the first night, tried to wait for a friend outside, and the security guards in New York City are no fucking joke.
Yeah.
They do not screw around.
Oh, yeah, totally, because they got real things to worry about.
So this big female security guard standing out front, and she was just shooing everybody away from the front door. And she's like, honey, you got to move along. And I was like, hey, I'm just waiting for my friend. He'll be out in a second. And she goes, aw, sweetie, I get where you're coming from, but you got to move along or I'm going to beat that ass.
It's like, oh, don't threaten me with a good time. That's awesome.
I moved pretty quick. That's a terrifying thing to hear come out of a person's mouth.
You
especially
just
with
your
such
pants
a friendly
down.
Inflection.
Yeah. Oh, darling, you better get the out of here, otherwise I'm gonna kick the shit out of you.
Well, my buddy Cowdy kind of upped it a little bit. He was staying in a hotel right across the street from the Scientology church, and so as he's walking down the street, one of the people came and asked him if he wanted to get his reading done, and he just went, yeah, sure. Oh, and he dropped trow.
Check out D's.
The poor person was just like, what are you doing? And he just said, we're doing this test.
Are we getting him an inspection or what?
What's going on?
Come on, bring it on. Just cup them. Cup them. I mean, you can get arrested for that kind of shit, man. You got to be careful with that.
Well, I mean,
he's trying to get STI test.
Yeah.
Right there on the. Yeah, that's a New York thing to do, definitely.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
Did you get hit by any cars? I know it's ruthless out there. Like, that's the one thing in New York. They don't give a dude. If you're jaywalking, you will get hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. Didn't get hit by any cars. Let's see. We checked out the World Trade Center Memorial. I hadn't seen that yet. And it's kind of one of those things that you don't necessarily want to do, but you kind of feel like you have to do.
I mean, it's also close to a lot of stuff, so.
So we checked that out, and it was very sobering, kind of somber.
And it's finished now, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was a very powerful experience. And then we tried to go to the museum. Museum line was too long, so we just went down this escalator, and all of a sudden we found ourselves in this shopping mall that looked like it was something out of Blade Runner.
Weird.
And so it's
cyberpunk,
just,
yo.
It was just kind of a bizarre thing, and I felt like that those kinds of situations were happening everywhere we went, where you're just thrust into a different scenario than you thought you were going to be in. Just kind of like constant adapting to whatever was in front of you.
You obviously saw Times Square, yeah?
Yep.
You walked through that?
Lots of Times Square.
So let's get down to the real issue, Ryan. Tell me about your pizza experience in New York.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm really curious about.
Best pizza I found, Artichoke.
Okay.
All right. It was down a little bit south. Amazing, amazing pizza. So it's an Alfredo cream sauce.
And the place is called Artichoke?
Called Artichoke.
Okay.
Alfredo cream sauce with spinach and artichoke hearts with extra mozzarella and Parmesan cheese.
That sounds good.
And the sauce bakes into the dough. So it like fuses with the dough. So everything's held together.
That
so each
awesome.
Bite, nothing like slides off the slice. It was really next level pizza. Ate my body weight in cheesecake.
That sounds about right.
Katz's Deli?
Katz's Deli, I wasn't doable. It's like the line was around the block, and I talked to a buddy of mine who used to live in New York. He's 50 now, grew up in a very Jewish community in New York, and he said, hey, if you want to go to a real New York Jewish deli, you got to go check out Russ and Daughters.
Okay.
That's the place to go to. He said, that's where it's at. So we went and tried for that, and hour-long wait.
Damn.
So, Katz's is the Seinfeld one, right?
No, the Seinfeld one was Tom's Restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
Did you go there?
I checked that out. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I got a picture in front of Tom's Restaurant.
Yeah, I saw
the
that.
Food was f***ing garbage.
I'm not surprised at all.
But it was cool to check out, you know. It's neat to see.
Sometimes you got to go to, you know, Tweeds. You know?
Tried to go to Marvel headquarters. We looked it up on Google. And we showed up, and it was just the offices and no museum or anything. And so we got a selfie with a security guard. He was very nice.
Yeah, that looks hilarious.
He was very friendly.
That's awesome.
And then he goes, yo, you got to move along, honey. Otherwise, I'm going to beat that ass.
Well, he said this happens all the time. He's like, yeah, they really got to fix that goddamn website.
Well, at least he's cool about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well,
welcome back, brother.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to hell.
Glad you made it back for the top 30 episode. We're not going to be playing the music specifically of all these artists.
No, but it would just take too long.
We're going to be going through, kind of just mentioning the band, talking about the records a little bit. And last year, we upped the top 20 list to top 30 because there were so many goddamn great records.
It's just hard to do that whittling down of all the records. And I feel bad because every year there's always something left out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And every now year. And that our show is 4 hours long, we actually have enough time to fit 30 records in it. So,
I think Ryan just went down to, he just ordered a growler of ginger beer.
Ah, that's exciting.
A growler.
I'm going to have a little bit of that ginger beer.
Oh, you know it's going down.
It's going down.
It's good for your guts, if you got the bubble guts, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Bubble. Well, let's just put a pause on this and wait till he gets back.
Sure.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back.
And we got ginger beer. Rachel's ginger beer.
Time traveled. Ryan.
Proud sponsor of Metal Shop.
God. I wish.
They can pay us in ginger beer.
Ooh, that's gingery.
They basically do at this radio station anyway.
Ooh, it's so gingery. So
I'm going to try.
If we could get the ginger beer hookup, I'd be so stoked on that.
Oh, my God. That is f***ing fantastic.
Isn't that
makes
good?
Makes you pucker.
Dude, that's so good.
Think about that with a little bit of gin.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Ryan, you just altered my altar.
It is expensive, though.
You just desecrated my shrine.
It ain't cheap.
Yeah, how much was that? That little growler there. It's like, because it's like a half growler.
I'm going to guess like 15.
Oh, it's 32 ounces for 15 bucks.
Yeah, that's not too bad. All right. Yeah. Because one of those regular is like $7 for like one of the ones that you actually buy at the
Man,
store.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about this.
We need the top 30 records.
Dude, the gin, though. Now I want, you goddamn son of a bitch.
All right. Number 30. Should I do it?
I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. Number 30 is King Woman.
King Woman out of San Francisco, California.
San Francisco. Her name is Christina Esfandiari.
They are pretty doomy, pretty post-metally, shoegazy, pretty, pretty pretty. Good music, a little bit different than the typical Metal Shop realm, but we've played it a lot.
It's not Pantera. Yeah.
Dubsack, and it's good stuff. It's actually their first full-length record called Created in the Image of Suffering, and it was released on Relapse Records.
Wow. Relapse, doing things. Number 30, King Woman. Number 29, honestly, like, Ryan, we were talking about, we were like, yo, we gotta toss the beard of Bone and dude, toss Iron Monkey on there. We knew you were stoked on that record.
It's their first record in 19 years.
And it bangs. It's a freaking good record.
Does it bang ass?
It bangs mad ass.
What's up,
K-Tin?
It bangs. It bangs. Yeah.
So they're also on Relapse Records.
It's called 913 is that record. Iron Monkey, check that one out. And then going from Iron to Iron, number 28. Honestly, this is the only local band we have on this list. But
no, it's not.
It's not?
No. Don't give it away.
Oh. See, now I'm trying to look through. Really? Am I tripping? I'm tripping.
In the 10 mark.
There's three, technically.
You know what? Who gives a shit? Number 28 is Old Iron. I was actually out super sick when these guys came up. I was real bummed.
Yeah.
Our buddy Jared, who owns the tattoo shop Rabbit Hands over in Ballard, plays in this band. It's so good, dude. This Old Iron record is a banger.
Jesse's also a tattoo artist, Jesse from this band. He owns Dark Age Tattoo up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, totally.
And he also plays in a band called Sandrider.
Oh, cool.
This record came out on Good to Die Records. It's called Lupus Metallorum, and it's their second record. It's heavy, and it's awesome. So that's rounding out. The first three on that list are super heavy.
This next one, 27, this is the band that you saw kids getting and wrecked at Warped Tour 2, or was, no, that was Knocked Loose.
That was Knocked Loose.
Yeah. You're thinking of Knocked Loose, man.
Yeah.
Well, but this is Ryan. Ryan turned us on to this one. We probably wouldn't have gotten too into this if it wasn't for Ryan. He declared this like his beard pick a couple times this year, I think. So
yeah, this is a band from Quebec.
It's Quebec.
Quebec.
Quebecers.
French Canadians.
Yeah, so we're heading up to the Great White North. This band is freaking awesome. They just put out this album called Infinite Punishment, and it's a banger all the way
through.
Did
you say who it was?
What is the band? Who is
it? Get the shot. Get the shot.
All right.
Get the freaking shot.
We were talking about, what does that band name mean? Like, get your, okay. Get the shot.
It means take your shot, you pansy.
What is it? Yo, Kobe.
No.
Is it booze?
Yo, I'm about to have sex with this hooker. Get the shot.
Get the shot.
Excellent.
How hard can it be?
Excellent, excellent God-tier crossover. Highly recommend this record.
God-tier.
Wow. God-tier crossover.
Bringing it in.
26, I saw them this year at that Return to Roots tour with Full of Hell, and they brought it, man. From Yonkers, New York, Immolation,
Yonkers.
Some old-school death metal. Their first record in 4 years. These guys are... I believe, is it Nuclear Blast?
Yes, correct. It's either Nuclear Blast or...
Nuclear Blast.
Yes, correct.
And the record's called Atonement, the first record in 4 years, like I said. Good man. Just heavy, old-school death metal.
Now we're going over to Bergen, Norway, to number 24, Enslaved, coming back this year. They've been around since 1991. Super, super good, man. And they really, like... I wouldn't say they stepped it up, but they definitely maintained, like, a really... not predictable, but consistent quality records. They're heavy. They're diverse. They have, like, you know, their quiet, weird moments.
They're super progressive.
Yeah, exactly. Like progressive black metal almost.
I'm going to say, I've said it a couple times here on Metal Shop, but I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to say it again. They're the Pink Floyd of black metal. They're just keeping it weird, and they are just progressively, they're not, like, you know, kind of like softening it all. They're just getting weirder.
I mean, it's
and
like,
I like it.
When we interviewed Carcass a couple years back and we were talking to them about like their first few records and about how they've like made a kind of the same journey, you know, and he said, well, you can only play the most brutal shit of all time for so long until you want to start, you know, becoming more talented as a musician and creating compositions. So, sorry, that was number 25. So that's the record E by Enslaved. Check that one out too.
All right. And
oh, yeah. Okay. See, now I'm okay. I see the local bands now. Dude, life is too hard for me right now. I don't know what's going on.
Sort of local. These guys are from Olympia and they are organic farmers known as Wolves in the Throne Room.
Very Olympia.
Yes, their first record in 3 years as well. Their first on their own record label. They used to be on Southern Lord, and now they formed the label Artemisia Records.
Artemisia.
Wolves in the Throne Room.
Sounds
also
like mineral water.
Kind of on that weird black metal tip, but more of the like post-rock, shoegaze, like pretty experimental stuff. Cascadian black metal, as your friend would say.
Oh, Simon loves that band.
Simon is not a big Wolves in the Throne Room fan, but hey.
He loves it, dude. What are you talking about? He loves that band. So, but didn't you see this band once perform in a room that was only lit by like a million candles?
Candles, yeah. Sage, and it was
that's awesome.
An incense. It was good times, man.
It's a very Cascadian move. Number 23, Ryan.
Converge, The Dusk in Us. This is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the 9th studio album from the East Coast.
I like that.
From the East Coast Swingers and
Swingers.
It's a banger.
You don't know about their sex history.
Hey, you know, they're
I get
off. Go God.
Jake Bannon's back at it.
Oh God.
But yeah, Converge, dude. They're killing it and that's just consistently put out rad.
That show is sold out already.
Yeah, Converge, Sumac, and...
I've already had people hit me up going, yo, what about that?
You're
yo,
like, sorry, bud.
Can you hook me up?
Oh, January 20th.
That's coming up pretty soon here, too. That's going to be one of the first like big shows of the year. That's cool. Number 22, Memoriam. I got a lot of respect for these dudes. It's basically Bolt Thrower, the band Bolt Thrower. They're out of Birmingham, England.
Yeah, it's members of Bolt Thrower and Benediction.
So their drummer, I think it was either earlier this year or late last year, their drummer Martin Kearns died, and they picked up the guy for Benediction, and they started a new band. And so I think it's really like respectable because a band like Bolt Thrower is very—they've been around forever, you know. So like the name, the whatever you want to call the branding, marketing, or whatever—the name power of Bolt Thrower is very big and established, you know, because they've been working their asses off for years. But instead of like just hiring a new drummer and continuing on, they started a new band and it's called Memoriam, and that's number 22 on our list for the Fallen. It's really good, man. It's really, really good full length. A great like first record to put out. They put out a couple of demos and some singles, but 2017 was a good year for that band, so check that out.
They could have easily just like continued on with Bolt Thrower and just rested on their laurels and just kind of kept that going, but like you said, you know, it's awesome to see that they actually started a new project, and according to an interview, Carl actually said that it's a tribute to him, so that band is a tribute to him, and the band is called Memoriam, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And then at 21, we have a band by the name of Mirker. This is one female project, and she plays her. She actually played her debut show in July 4th, 2015, in a Danish festival. She is from New York City, but she's in Denmark now, and she's kind of black metal, kind of atmospheric, kind of shoegaze, kind of just all over the place, and she actually put out a record a couple years back. It's a live record, or I'm sorry, it's in 2016. It's a live record, and it's all vocals, and it's all like folk acapella? Instruments. Acapella and folk instruments, and it's just beautiful music. It's not metal at all, but this new one, it's definitely
it's got some
black
heaviness.
Metal. Hell yeah.
Apparently, Mirkur is Icelandic for darkness.
And Mirkur's actually going to be coming to town with Wolves in the Throne Room and Chemist and Enslaved on the Decibel Tour.
So that's number 21 is Mirkur.
Mirkur. Bringing it up to number 20, Origin.
Yeah.
The Mighty Bashers are back. They put out a new album called Unparalleled Universe this year. And
good
it's
stuff.
It's Ripper.
So that's number 20 from Topeka, Kansas. And then New York later, so... Good job to Origin. Definitely some good technical brutality. Unparalleled Universe, number 20 on Metal Shop's Top 30 of the year.
Hell yeah.
So, look, and let's just strip the in. Let's strip the front off. Ryan wasn't a big fan of this next record, but they did a lot of cool stuff. We played a lot of it, especially that song that they did with Jeff Loomis. Scale the Summit, coming in at number 19 with a record In a World of Fear.
And this was a crowdfunded record, I believe.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, Scale the Summit, they are instrumental, they're progressive, and it's just weird, all over the place metal, very shred-tastic. Ryan, why weren't you into it?
Yeah.
It just didn't hit me. I mean, I like everything else this band has done, but this record just didn't do it for me, you know, and it's not to say I don't like the band, you know, I mean...
They softened up just a little bit.
There's a lot of bands that I like a lot that have one or two records that I just don't dig. And I think this might just be the one record by that band that I end up not liking. You know, it doesn't mean I'm not going to check out the next one. And I mean, it definitely had a couple songs on there that were worthwhile.
Well, they've been putting out a new record every 2 years for the last 10 years. So, you know, you might be able to take a stab at it at one point. I guess this record at one point hit number one on the U.S. Billboard Heat charts.
Woo!
And then total, it hit number 98 on the Billboard Top 200. So, I'm kind of curious, not to go like get too sidetracked, how much of the Billboard 200 is comprised of metal now? When those are the bands that are still actually selling physical discs and stuff like that? There's a lot more metal on the Billboard
that's
Top 200
true, yeah,
lately.
Because fans are actually still buying music.
Yeah, they're like it's like the one group of fans that still buy it. So that's cool. Let's take it over. It's like the Grammys. No one gives a
from Long Island, New York, coming in at number 18, Suffocation.
Suffocation.
One of the first like bands to really pioneer that brutal, brutal technical death metal sound. Their first record in 4 years. It's called Of the Dark Light. They're on Nuclear Blast. Got to see them, I think, three times this year.
At least twice.
And one of them was with Frank Mullen on vocals, surprisingly. He does record on all the records, and he plays a handful of shows, but he's got a full-time job. He's got kids. He's got to, you know, be responsible. So
yo, I got a light.
He played a few shows this year, and one of them happened to be at Studio 7, and he was badass.
It was cool.
Heading
back
ginger beer.
Heading back over to French Canada from Toronto, a really cool band that is back, baby, after, what, I don't know, 10 years? 10 plus years after what?
It's got to be.
Suffer Survive was
11 years or so.
2001? 2002?
No, that was...
It was like 2004.
Yeah, 2004, 2005-ish.
No Warning's back. It's no Suffer Survive.
No. They brought it back, dude.
Yeah, they definitely went hard again. That whole Suffer Survive, like, period. I love it, personally, but it's just a weird time for that band, and they took, like, a little over 10 years off. But, yeah, from Toronto, No Warning at number 17 on our list, Torture Culture.
This record is
heavy.
Dude. It's like heavy parts, and then there's jams that sound like Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
There's just like, it's groovy, it's experimental, it's crossover as it's just a great record. They try weird things on it, and without being too cheesy, like that Suffer Survive record, as cool as it can be at times, it's a little cheesy.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
It's a little commercial. Yeah. But this record is it's just rad. It's a good... Like, there's songs that are just sound like good rock and roll jams. It's hardcore songs. Fucking good, man.
Yeah, go check it out. No warning. Get into it. Number 16. Dude, have you guys noticed how many bands from, like, the upper northeast we have on this list? Lots of French Canadian, a ton of New York. And again, I don't know if they claim, like, New York City or Jersey. I know there's a lot of New York in there.
Oh, they claim Jersey.
Okay, the Jersey Boys.
The Jersey Boys.
Overkill, 16, number 16.
I'm not a boy for a Jersey white boy.
The Grinding Wheel, that band is another one that they've been holding it down for over 30 years, consistently putting out super, super, super f***ing good records. I mean, like, the thrash genre is a little difficult because, like, how many times can you reinvent the wheel? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they still find ways to, like, make creative new riffs patterns, and, like, their songs are getting longer, which I think is interesting.
Which is cool.
Yeah, so what was that? That song that we've been playing is, like, 6.5 minutes or something like that. But Overkill, and Bobby Blitz, dude, looks like he's f***ing jacked. That guy, he's old as f***. He looks like the Crypt Keeper, but, dude, he's, like, in such good shape.
Well, they take care of themselves. And the one thing I will say that for this band is that really impresses me about them, their records keep getting – they keep changing things a little bit. They keep innovating. But at the same time, every Overkill record, it sounds like a f***ing Overkill record.
Yeah, you know, it's like Obituary. It's like as soon as they start playing, you're like, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Exactly, exactly. So they keep their identity while keeping things fresh, which I feel like is a very hard line to balance on. So
it's hard line.
Props to Overkill.
Let's see. Coming in next, speaking of Obituary, the one record type name that we just made fun of all year, Obituary. With Obituary.
Yeah, they decided, hey, we're into it for like, we've been doing it for like 20 some odd years.
What do you want to call it?
Self-titled.
Tight, yeah. But it's very Obituary, very riff-oriented, definitely like just grooving, headbanging songs. One of those bands that like, you put this record on as a test to see who in the room is like into heavy stuff. Because if you put that on, you can't not headbang to that. At least just a little bit, you know what I mean?
Straight up Floridian, sweatpants wearing death metal. Fucking awesome.
Neck bearded motherfuckers. All right, number 14. Our boys in the Cavalera Conspiracy.
This was a late entrance, man. This was such a scorcher. I haven't been able to stop playing this on my Spotify. I got the CD at my house. Cavalera Conspiracy, dude. They are coming back with the fire.
They're so good, dude.
They're just like, hey, you know what? If we can't have the Sepultura name, we're just going to basically be old school Sepultura.
No, it's like not just that, but we're going to blow the other Sepultura out of the water.
So the new Cavalera Conspiracy is called Psychosis. It's on, I believe, Napalm Records, their new record label. So Cavalera, dude, Cavalera's keeping it real. And this record, seriously, you might be a little, be like, oh man, I'm not really into Soulfly. Check this record out if you're a fan of old school Sepultura. It's thrashing. It's got some death metal influence.
Dude, there's a lot of hardcore influence in
there, too.
A lot
of dive bombs. Yeah. Sick solos. It's
more
a great, great record.
That was number 14, Cavalera Conspiracy. Now, this next band is a band that me and Ryan and Kevin, we've played it a lot this year. Honestly, this is one of the standout records to me. From Stockholm, Sweden. Members of Necrophobic, Entombed AD, Unleashed, Defleshed. Dude, this is like definitely a Swedish death metal supergroup. Hey.
We gotta keep this going. Also, these members have also been in Dark Funeral, Satyricon, 6 Feet Under,
damn.
Unleashed,
Raised Fist, Dark Funeral,
God
Morbid.
Damn, dude.
That's
quite the rep.
Every single member of this band,
6 Feet Under.
If you go onto Metal Archives, it's just like 8 bands deep, and every single one of the bands is a huge freaking band.
Nagelfar.
The thing that really stuck out to me about this record, it's...
Wait, we gotta say who it is.
Firespawn. The thing that really got me about this one is it's such a solid mix of black metal and death metal,
yes.
But without being one or the other. They really do a good job of blending the lines and not putting too heavily into one category or the other.
And it's diverse. Really... It's a band's band. It's like a musician's band. You can sit back and be like, every time they play a new riff, you kind of go like, holy. It's, I got to like listen to that again.
It's top-notch genre blending at its finest.
So Firespawn, the name of the record is The Reprobate, came back out. It came out in April, late April on Century Media. That's Firespawn, seriously, like an incredibly underrated list when everybody posts their like favorite records of the year. I did not see this one on many people's lists or whatever. So maybe it's just not on your radar. Go check out Firespawn, The Reprobate, number 13 on our list.
Number 12 is Arch Enemy coming back after a couple years with their new record. It is called Will to Power. They now have a killer lineup. Alyssa is on vocals. This is their second record in the band. And now we got Jeff Loomis playing guitar. I don't believe he actually contributed anything to this record as far as writing.
It was kind of a little bit of a controversy, actually. He came out in some interviews earlier this year and it was like, Emmett, he didn't really want me to write any songs. But you can definitely tell, like, the Loomis signature on the solos and stuff. But that's one of the things we were talking about last year when we heard about this record. We were like, dude, I cannot wait to hear what Jeff, writes for this band. But,
if he would have written some stuff for it, I bet it would be a little higher on the list.
Wow.
One thing I will say about that, Arch Enemy has a very, very specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
When an Arch Enemy song comes on, you know it's an Arch Enemy song. And that is mostly because Amat writes everything for that band. He is the sound of Arch Enemy. And Loomis, as much as he's an amazing songwriter and an amazing guitarist, he has a voice of his own.
Right.
You can tell when a Loomis riff comes in.
Right. And I mean, I get the need for, like, consistency, mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, it's okay to let your band, like, go in a little bit in a different direction.
No way.
Right. I'm kind of hoping that what will happen is after this tour cycle gets over and Loomis gets a little bit more used to the way that Arch Enemy is supposed to sound,
right,
then maybe he'll contribute a little bit more. He'll have, Mott will trust him a little bit more with some of the songwriting duties, and we'll see what happens with the next one.
But it's like Kerry King not letting Gary Holt write any Slayer song, you know what I mean? I mean, I kind of get it, but at the same time, it's like, dude, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want it, man.
It's not like you got a jabroni to the right. It's easy. You got one of the best guitar players ever. Anyways, going on to number 11, we have a band from the South. It's our dudes in Mastodon. Had a mammoth year touring their asses off, both supporting and headlining shows. They had a full-length and an EP that was put out late 2017, but this is, of course, Mastodon put out the full-length record, Emperor of Sand. It's f***ing awesome. It's catchy and melodic at parts, and then just heavy Mastodon sound. It's not the most heavy death metal stuff ever, but it is good stuff, and it continues on, man. Mastodon is evolving before us.
And that band has always been super, super cool to our show. Like, earlier this year, Troy Sanders came in, sat down with us at our old radio station before we moved, sat and talked with us for a while. We picked him up from the Paramount down there, walked over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's their fourth Grammy nomination that they earned this year. Not only that, they also put out an EP towards the end of the year. This band is busy, dude. They are doing shit. They are doing stuff, and it's really cool to see them keep going. And, like, I mean, they were already a big band. Another band that's doing really cool stuff with the evolution of their sound, but still keeping it heavy, still keeping it Mastodon.
Totally.
Number 11, Mastodon, Emperor of Sand.
Number 10, well, bitch, it's Bellwitch.
That's true. Mirror Reaper, 80-minute, one song.
There's a lot to say about this record. Late last year, Adrian Guerra passed away and didn't really tell, at least any of us, he kept it really super close. I saw this guy working at Sizzle Pie like 4 days before he died. He didn't tell anybody that he had a really serious life-threatening illness and just worked and did music until the end. And then one day we all just woke up and we were like, dude, where the fuck is Adrian? And so what happened is that our buddy Dylan over at the Highline, because they worked there together forever, he wrote this record. They put out this new record. He and Adrian had split a short time before that, so Adrian wasn't in Bellwitch anymore. But this record, Mirror Reaper, is apparently, and feel free to elaborate, but I think it's a tribute record towards Adrian, right?
Yeah, it was. There were a lot of extra pieces of vocals that were recorded during that entire process that didn't necessarily make it onto the album. And so Dylan, being the genius that he is at composition, really did a good job of using some of those pieces towards the center of this particular this current Bellwitch album. And so Adrian is on this new Bellwitch album posthumously.
Right.
And it's kind of I'm having a really hard time finding the words for this album. It is a dense piece of work, and
it's an experience.
Everything about this record is, it has a lot of depth to it. Even the album artwork. They ended up finding this
second old, to none, man.
This old, I believe he was a Polish artist, and Dylan decided, all right, well, maybe we'll just get a hold of this guy's estate or something and see if we can use his art for our album cover. Turned out the guy was still alive and jumped at the chance to do a cover for them.
Wow.
And so they agreed to it, sent him the money, and then Dylan went, what if this guy hasn't drawn in like 30 years?
He's like 90 years old. Of the best album arts I've ever seen in my entire
life.
And
he did it in 2.5 weeks.
Wow. Jesus.
It's freaking impressive.
It's awesome. So if you haven't, take some time. I think what the whole record is one song. It's about an hour and 20 minutes, I think.
It's gorgeous.
Sit down, put it on when you got a few minutes, maybe like a lazy Sunday or like, you know, when you need to have some chill
Smoke
time.
A fat doobie.
Have some introspection. It's really doomy. It's kind of sad, you know? It's like, you know what the Bellwitch sounds like.
It's funeral doom.
Exactly. So go check out that record, Mirror Reaper. We just cracked the top 10 of our top 30 this year.
Number 9 was Code Orange Forever. It was the year of Code Orange breaking through to the mainstream. Let me name a few things
such
they've
a
done
huge
this year.
Way. They really kicked it off.
Toured with Deftones, signed to Roadrunner Records. They were on WWE programming, playing live for a wrestler's entrance. They toured with so many huge bands.
Dude, they came to town probably like 4 times this year.
Yeah, I saw them with Killswitch Engage and Anthrax. They toured all over. They played all those huge radio rock festivals all across the world. Did all the like Download Festival. You were see if you follow them on Instagram or Facebook, they are seriously doing so much crazy shit, and they are totally deserving of it. They've been grinding since they were literally Code Orange kids.
And they're super down to earth, real cool folks.
And their music is interesting because it blends like some industrial stuff, hardcore, just some straight metal, old school like Sepultura sounding stuff. And they're just down to earth people. And
there's some new metal in there.
It's totally cool. Code Orange, man, forever. Killer record. And I couldn't be happier for them. Check it out. It's out on Roadrunner Records. And they're going to be blowing the f*** up in 2018 as well.
So this next one, we had to, I mean, we can't just to peel back the fourth veil or whatever the f*** you call it. We had to choose. We were like, oh, we're going to do Municipal Waste or we're going to do Iron Reagan this year on this list. Because it's essentially the same band with like a couple different members switched. Municipal Waste took a break for a while. And so Iron Reagan started. And then when they picked it back up, they just started running along parallel on the same track, you know. But Iron Reagan's Crossover Ministry coming in at number 8. One of my favorite records of the year. And we talk a lot about, like, there are some, what would you call it, neo-thrash? Now people this year have been calling it Little Caesars thrash, you know? Kids that were born in 1996 that are like, man, I missed the f***ing 80s with my hot, you know what I'm talking about. But there are some bands that are super corny and suck ass at it. Iron Reagan and Municipal Waste, I think, in my opinion, especially Municipal Waste, but in this case Iron Reagan, really brought that back to the forefront for a whole new generation of people to like start getting into that old school method of thrash.
Well, the important thing about both of those bands is they're playing fast thrash.
Right.
Like, I see all these...
Crossover.
These new mid-tempo...
Crossover Ministry.
All these new thrash bands playing mid-tempo thrash, and it doesn't sound like thrash to me. It doesn't feel like thrash. Thrash is supposed to be fast. It's supposed to be in your face, and both Municipal Waste and Iron Reagan do such an excellent job of that. And I'm hoping that the next generation going to these shows will pick up on that.
Pick the speed up.
Say, okay, if we're going to play thrash, we got to be f***ing fast.
Dude, thrash for me, I got into thrash first after punk because I was like, dude, this is just f***ing punk. It's like metal punk, you know? And especially with the Crossover Ministry stuff, literally being like a hardcore band and a punk band and a metal band all at the same time. Anytime you go to like an Iron Reagan or Municipal Waste show, you're going to see some f***ing heads. But they're all having a good time, and they're all having a good time together. So that record really, really stands on its own 2 feet. Number 8, Iron Reagan, A Crossover Ministry. Check it out. Put it on a f***ing party and start a circle pit or something.
Remember, kids, don't take the punk out of thrash.
Exactly.
It sucks when you take the punk out of thrash.
There's no fun, dude. You got to have the punk beats in there. Iron Reagan, crushing it.
At number 7, their first record in 7 years.
I forgot how to count.
Decrepit Birth, Axis Mundi on Nuclear Blast, keeping it weird, progressive, technical, weird death metal stuff, man. The Weed Wizard is back.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little spacey. It's a little out there, but it's super technical. And they, again, still keeping up that brutality, the BPMs, those high tempos. Man, this record's really good. We were super stoked to hear that Decrepit Birth was coming back.
So. From Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz down by the beach, boy.
And let's talk about those covers that they have at the end of the record, too. Orion by Metallica, right. Desperate Cry by Sepultura, and Infecting the Crypts by Suffocation.
I love that. Man, more bands need to bring that back, like the little bonus track or something at the end there.
Well, that Crystal Mountain cover that they did on the last record was so freaking awesome. Yeah. And I'm I'm not the biggest cover fan unless it's done really well. And Decrepit Birth always does a killer job of covers, and they do such a good job of respecting the original material but adding their own little flair to it.
Pretty sure they're still selling $175 vaporizers on tour.
Nice.
Decrepit Birth getting just stoned, boy.
Number six from Little Rock, Arkansas, coming back with their first record in 3 years, Paul Bearer.
Dude, that typo cover they did this year was so good, too.
That actually came out last year on an EP called Fear and Fury, but the new record is called Heartless, and it's awesome. It's heavy, it's melodic, it's doomy, and it's just a great listen. If you're in a bummer mood, don't put this on because you might slit your wrists.
Yeah, dude, it'll take you down a dark path. Are you still chugging that f***ing ginger beer over there, ginger boy?
Ginger beard. Ginger beer for the ginger beard.
Yeah, Paul Bearer, good record, man. It's like the Bellwitch. You got to kind of like, it's right time, right place kind of record, you know? Or it, or just listen to it whenever you want, but maybe it'll calm you down in traffic if you're driving stuck on I-5 or something. Number five, Cannibal Corpse, dude. They really chunked it up.
Yeah, dude. Their first record in 3 years, too.
From Buffalo, New York. Another New York band, dude. I swear to Christ, like half this f***ing list of these bands are from New York. Something's going on over there in the water. But yeah, Cannibal Corpse, Red Before Black, super chunky, really, really good, stepped it up. They came back to town, played a sold-out show at Numo's, actually recently. It was about a month ago, month
and
a
half ago. Gatecreeper and Power Trip.
Yes. Yeah, ooh, we might hear some from later. But yeah, Cannibal Corpse really stepped it out. They stepped it up. When they were playing here, though, Corpse Grinder was like having a day. Dude.
Yeah, he was like, this day sucks.
Yo, this day sucks ass this day, but we're gonna play some f***ing metal. And then he just proceeded to make fun of the crowd.
It was awesome.
For the whole show. But yeah, super fun. And it's good to see them stepping up. I don't know, what would you call Numo's? Like a mid-size?
That's
like a mid-size? It's still pretty big. It's not like the Showbox or Showbox Soda, which is even bigger. But it's bigger than like Elko or like
Studio 7 or something.
Right,
like that.
Correct. Yeah, so I think that was like the right, it was a good f***ing environment for them to play. And it was cool to see Cannibal Corpse picking up on some of those up-and-comers, like Gatecreeper, Power Trip. We were talking about, what was the band that we were talking about earlier? I forget. God damn it. Oh, Code Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool to see some of the big bands that have been around for a while kind of giving that step up to those bands. And maybe they'll end up opening for them someday. We'll see.
At number four, we have a band from Baltimore, Dying Fetus. Wrong one to with
this whole like plan, whatever they did, was ridiculous and awesome from the start. Remember, and
I know pre-order package.
Ryan got the pre-order, and it came with the wrong one to with Dying Fetus Flip Out Knife.
They forgot to send me the record. They just sent me a knife.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got the record like a month later.
Oh, so they're like, well, you know, just in case you need to stab a mother.
Yeah, we're going to piss you off by not sending you the record, but we're going to give you a knife in the process.
When they played here, it was funny, on that tour, they were selling bumper stickers. They didn't say Dying Fetus on them. It was a f***ing huge bumper sticker that said, wrong one to f*** with. If you like, put that on the back of your car, it'll probably like reduce road rage incidents at least just a little bit. or ramp them up, you know.
But we got to see them at Summer Slaughter.
Yeah, that was a good one. Dying Fetus, number four. Okay, so this next record, number three, it's been a weird year for this band and this radio show because we've been getting a lot of pushback about this band. There's been a lot of, like, this is the one, like, almost overtly and like, explicitly political record on this list, right? Because not many bands did much of that this year. It's funny because, like, you know, we're not going to take sides right now, but when Trump got elected, I heard a lot of punks and hardcore kids and stuff being like, well, at least we're going to get a lot of good music out of it, you know? But this seems to be one of the only bands that really took on a lot of the stuff. And Ice-T and Body Count at number three with Bloodlust. The Black Lives Matter movement was real huge this year and, like, getting really involved with that kind of stuff. And I mean, you know what I mean.
They got a song called No Lives Matter.
Right, and so we'd play that song, and the guy literally says,
stop playing that Black Lives Matter bullshit!
Yeah, what the f***? And it's like, dude,
Lives Matter.
Yeah. Did you even hear what he's saying? He's like, you know, a poor whites and the blacks, it doesn't matter, we're all on the same side. No Lives Matter. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff, but, like, this band really took on a lot of political
themes. They're triggering people.
Yeah, exactly. And they also, like, stuck with the Body Count style, like Ski Mask way. Yeah, maybe we're gonna come and visit you, you know? It's like straight up fucking, it's like gangster metal.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And the thing is, I was talking to Simon about this. I was like, you guys think they actually wrote that record? I think they might have had some help because they really changed their sound. Either that or they sat down and like really worked on it. Ernie C, their guitar player, who's
been in riffs. Dude,
that guy is a f***ing ripper, dude. And this record is so heavy and so good and still happens to stay like, it's not funny, but it's like, you get a chuckle because it's f***ing Ice-T, you know, exactly. Singing in a metal band. But they really like, they took off earlier this year when they played that studio version where they were covering Slayer, Raining Blood. And that's f***ing rad. But the record is so good. I'm so, so stoked on this. It's probably, if not my favorite, one of my favorite records this year.
I got to give it up to their bass player, too, because the guy plays basses with only three strings.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, just not even f***ing around.
He's like, why do I even need this?
I don't even need that last one.
He's like, I'm playing.
I never play it.
I'm playing punk and metal. I don't need that extra string.
So number three, Body Count, man. It's so, so good.
Our top two records, I just realized, are both on Southern Lord Records.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. What's up? That's Greg down there at Southern Lord, right?
Greg from Sun and from Brotherhood.
Yeah, Brotherhood. Northwest Connection.
Number two record. Didn't expect this to be in the top 10. Didn't expect it to be, honestly, wasn't expecting much from the new Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
But Darkest Hour, dude, late in their career, they're coming out with a fucking hard edge. This is like the heaviest, most straightforward fucking audio assault dude, Darkest Hour has had in a long time.
So good.
They got pretty corny. They got pretty melodic. They got pretty cheesy for a while.
This band, I was talking.
Fucking ripped it on
dude,
this one.
This one, I'm so, so proud of this record. It's called Godless Prophets and the Migrant Flora. Yes, because for this band, I've been a Darkest Hour fan since back when they were on Victory Records with our boy Tony selling the Beanie Babies. But yeah, Darkest Hour, for them, for the last decade, they've been doing this weird-ass shit. And we talked about this before. It's like, they'll put out a banging-ass record, they'll put out a f***ing record, and then they'll put out a banging record, record. The last record they put out in, I think, what, 2015, was terrible. I think we played it maybe once or twice, right, when it came out.
Yeah.
So, it, like you said, when this record was coming out, we were both kind of like looking at it kind of sideways, all skeptical and everything. But now, this record crushes. It's the most technical record they've ever done. It's the most heavy record they've ever done. It's got groove. The song, like the lyrics are perfect. John Henry, the singer of that band, is a f***ing madman on this record. If you have not listened to the new Darkest Hour, people might be getting pissed off because it's number two or whatever, but the trajectory.
We played the hell out of this.
Yes, the trajectory that they had, watching them go from like kind of like a mediocre effort where it almost felt like it wasn't even finished right. Now, this record is phenomenal. The way that they've traveled on from there is just unbelievable, and I'm super stoked, super proud about this band. They're from the DC area, right? Down there, Virginia is down there somewhere. So Darkest Hour, dude. Number two, Godless Prophets and the Migrant Flora. So before we get to number one, I would like to say something that we kind of talked about earlier. It's f***ing awesome to see some of these bands that have been on the list that have been putting in work, bands that were coming from punk and hardcore and underground scenes, who did the van tours, who did all that hard work on their own, didn't necessarily have a big backer or label pushing them. They f***ing did the hard work. And in my opinion, 2017 is the year of bands f***ing finally breaking through all of that stuff and seeing the product of their work. And that really like reflects in our number one pick this year, in my opinion.
And number one, drum roll please. Nightmare Logic by Power Trip.
So,
so
good.
This,
it's just banger.
What can we even say? Ian, take it away.
I mean, dude, it's just, this is another one of those records. It's like the song, it's like that first Black Breath record. You turn that on and it's just like, dude, if you do not bang your head to this, you are a f***ing corpse. This record is so good. It's got a lot, like I just read earlier today that somebody compared it as a perfect mix of like Cro-Mags and Exodus.
Yes.
Very, very crossover. I've seen this on almost every single person's top list this year. People who didn't even know about this band before, this band is f***ing exploding. Power Trip is taking over the world, dude. And they came here earlier with Cannibal Corpse and Gate Creeper. I saw more people getting bucked to Power Trip than I did to Cannibal Corpse.
Ooh.
So they're really taking off. And it was really cool. Riley was his name, right? The singer. To come up to the station with us, hang out with us, smoke a cigarette, and roll the blunt in the back of my car. Right there on the street.
He was pretty high.
Yeah, it was funny, though. But great, great, dude. Power Trip, that number one record, Nightmare Logic. This band, you're going to see this band do some things, man.
Absolutely, man. They're going to be killing it.
Yes.
Best thing I've seen about this band, and this really made me laugh, Power Trip is going to save sweatpants metal. It is
like
true.
They have mustache metal.
They have that sludgy fat guy in a swamp riff thing going on, and they do it so epically well. But they keep things fresh with all the thrash riffs. It's awesome.
I mean, I think this record is a real classy tip of the hat because they have some really blatant, straight up obituary rips.
Oh, yeah.
They got some straight Cannibal Corpse rips, some straight Cro-Mag stuff. Like that moment, the breakdowns where you're just like, oh, give this about 20 seconds. I'm going to punch a motherfucker in the face.
Dude, and Riley, their singer, that guy knew his hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, he knows. They're a hardcore band for a long time. Oh, yeah. They still kind of are. They're definitely crossover. Nightmare Logic, number one. That said, out of all this list, it's really impossible to please everyone with a list like this. There are a lot of bands that we didn't even put on here that are super, super relevant to our show and that we played a lot that just we can't put every band in the world on a top 30 list, you know?
And one record that was gonna go on there, Sanctuary, Inception, but
right.
Technically it was not really recorded in 2017 as right. Its old songs that were released and remastered. So keep that in mind. Don't get butthurt that we didn't put Sanctuary on there. That's
or any of your favorite. You're like, why isn't such and such random band number one on your list? It's like, dude, we made this list based mostly off what we played this year and how many requests we got for bands and stuff like that. So it's a literal reflection of our show, not just us flexing nuts trying to
be cult,
make our own list, and be cult and stuff like that. So
I mean, if you follow me or you follow Ryan on Facebook, you'll know that we have different lists. Some of the bands that I put on my personal top 10, personal top 15 of the year aren't even on this list at all.
Exactly.
My favorite record of the year was Caligula's Horse. We played that record one time.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna put that on that then. Right. I listen to that almost every day for the whole year. It's not on our list because that's my personal top.
Exactly.
Mine were tied between Piss Vortex and Death Toll 80K.
Neither of those are on here. That.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, it's an eclectic mix, but we have to kind of try and just, who knows, man? This is a metal shop list. If you don't like it, make your own list and send it to us. Maybe you'll introduce us to something we didn't know. That's the whole point, in my opinion, of doing this in the first place. And giving props to bands that came to town a lot, bands that worked really hard. And so, you know, we're pretty proud of this list. It's diverse. It's got a lot of different on it. And if there's something on this list that you hadn't heard before, check that out. There's a reason that it's on here.
And go ahead and give us a share and a follow on the cool graphics that we actually had made by our friend Dusty Peterson. He made us some really cool graphics for the top 30 that we posted over on our Instagram. So if you went through this really fast and you're like, man, I wonder what they were saying. How was that spelled again? Just go ahead and follow us on Instagram or Facebook, Metal Shop KISW. And you can see those graphics and share them because Dusty Peterson's a badass. And
yeah, thanks, Dusty.
He did that super short notice.
That rules. All right, guys. Well, we're going to be out of here. We'll see you again next year. In 2018, we'll try and step it up a little bit with the podcast once the holidays calm down and all that. But yeah, that's been the top 30 of Metal Shop 2017. Happy New Year.
Do your job. How hard can it be?
We'll see you guys probably next week.
Yeah!
Later.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.